Okay. Do you see Kamala Harris as vice president in any world?
No. If she makes it, she'll be president. If she makes it at all, she'll be president.
Yeah, if Biden gets in there for some reason, she'll become president.
That's correct.
But you don't see Biden getting in there.
She'll be right. She'll be nothing, or she'll be president. But see, Bob, you've got this thing so twisted up now; it's all up in the air. You're throwing air. You're throwing. You know what glitter is?
Yes.
What is glitter?
Yeah, it's sparkly stuff.
It's like taking
face.
A tube. It's like taking a tube of glitter and throwing it up in the air, and you're trying to ask us, okay, where's the glitter going to land? It's going to go everywhere. It's going to go all over the place. It's going to be in the rug. It's going to be on the sofa. It's going to be on the
floor. So you're saying I'm talking too much about these issues with you?
No. You can say anything, Bob. We can talk to us forever. But you're asking us to be very precise. And now what's happened, you have the tech body so involved in the whole conundrum, as you're portraying. Back in the day, you never had to have any level of probability with us. We'd tell you exactly what day, exactly what time, exactly what's happening, boom, 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 or relatively in a stated case that you could actually calculate. Now we come back and say, well, it's going to be 18 months to 24 months. Well, why the fuck don't we know? We know everything. Why don't we know that? Why would there be 18 to 24 months the coronavirus to last? Why would there be this distance between the ending on either side? Doesn't make any sense. Because the humans have now added a level of probability.
Isn't that the biblical part? The humans are going to have to make a choice as part of the ascension.
But that choice is now causing multiple realities to ensue. That's the point. That's why we're very precise about, we're trying to get something you can play here too, by the way.
Yeah.
This is the point of doing the OA movement if you're not Dark Soul Incorporated. So if you get one of these dimensions where Kamala fucking Harris, fuck up Kamala, yeah, if she becomes the president, you can get home from that world. The OA movements will do that. That's the point.
Yeah.
Because now you're setting off, you're splintering. Okay. Remember, we also said string theory doesn't work. Remember?
Yeah.
Now, guess what you've done? Because of Thompson, you have splintered string theory. Splintered string theory. And that's why Scott can't get it. That's why Scott can't comprehend. Because he can't even take a GBG's theme and run it into something. Bucky Fuller stuff.
Said BG Machine, the BG Music Group. What was the BG?
The BGs, that horrible music group from the 80s that you despise. BG.
Yeah.
So he's trapped in that condition. So he's ready to give up. And there's no reason for him to give up, but he can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. He's like, well, this is ridiculous. I can't ask anything. I can't know anything. And then Ian yells at me, and I don't like to get yelled at. Then he outs me that I'm killing people, which I am, but I don't want everybody to know that. And then turns into Jeffrey stole my double-barrel butcher knife and can't get that worked out. And it's like ridiculous. I don't have any money. I can't get any money. All I use stew and pickles. It's pretty ridiculous. It's pretty ridiculous what I'm having to do. I'm going to see if I can unearth something else that I can't prove or figure out. So the splintered string theory is the outcome or what you're seeing happen. Now, yes, Bob, you are right. That is biblical. Jenny Bell pointed that out from the slide from the marriage supper of the Lamb into the lampstands. Remember Brian Johnson and the lampstands trying to figure those out? These are those blinded by the light motifs that we laid out some long years ago, so that you could comparatively or do a comparative religion. That's Herbert W. Armstrong's condition of a parody, to lay out exactly what you're trying to find out or know. What reality is. What is real. What is not. What is true. What is not. What is the tooth? What is the tooth in the scriptures? What's the tooth, like your teeth, the tooth in the scriptures where you take your clothes off? See how silly that is? But that's actually what the human condition now is narrowed down to. You have to pick up your black mirror to see what they said. What you say doesn't mean anything. Now they have to wait and look at the black mirror to see what the black mirror said you said. You can't even have reality of what reality is. At least when they had the fireside chat, you could depend on the analog radio. The radio didn't lie, Bob. They did not lie on the goddamn radio, did they?
I guess not. They just left things out.
They did. That's exactly right. They were clever. They're not clever anymore. Now they just bald-faced lie to you. And then they'll lie to you about what the New York Times lied to you about, what the Washington Post lied to you about, the lie that Benzo said that he was supposed to lie about.
Well, why are they lying? What are they protecting?
Because they're not protecting anything. You said the medium is the message, and they found out they can control the message if they know the medium. And so they're playing
right, so they're just
Marge Stewart 202.
Right, and they invested in some scam or crime decades ago, and they're protecting that crime by lying.
In essence. That's a simplified
By controlling,
version.
By controlling,
okay,
by
okay,
controlling
okay,
the
okay.
medium.
Okay.
By controlling
okay,
the medium.
Yeah.
Are they controlling it well today?
No, Bob. That's why we were gonna clear that up right there. Now, the point is they didn't do a good job even setting it up. So defending their causal reality, you start looking like Adam Schiff. You know who Adam Schiff is?
Now, you said ascending or descending causal reality. What did you say?
Descending causal reality. Because of that condition, they're starting, all of them, whoever they are, the superfluous they're starting to look like Adam Schiff, who is bug-eyed and ridiculous and a liar, and nobody's listening to anything Adam Schiff has said. If Adam Schiff says it, you go, well, fuck that shit. He says everything. You can't believe that. That's crazy. So he's now made a medium of his message. And so when any medium that comes from him is discounted immediately.
Yeah, did you say a minion? He made a minion of his message?
Medium.
He made a medium of his message. Okay.
Yeah, the sound quality is very bad, Ion. It's very muffled for all of us. Bob doesn't hear a lot of the words. I make the most because I'm psychic. But
good. But no, a mouse could fart, honey, and you hear it. What did you finally say? In a second, that won't matter because the cockroaches are going to be about 250 pounds soon.
Okay, but I'm talking about the spray. I'll shift over to the spray danger. And I think you're saying it's good to know what the sprays are because some of them are a health problem on us inside the house.
Correct. Yeah, if they'll kill a roach, which has lasted millions and millions of years, it'll probably kill you too. That's what Carolyn's position is. She's like, roaches are very ascended. They've been living around forever. So if you kill a roach, it can kill you.
Do roaches have thoughts?
No, they don't. No, other than survive. They have only a survival instinct.
Yeah, and they are non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no big deal that they survive forever because all of non-physical survives forever.
Yeah, and they shit eggs. So if you got one, you got 1,000.
Okay, so then you say they're going to be huge due to the changes in matter and frequency?
Environment. They're going to be about 250 pounds.
Where will we be? Back on Andromeda?
I don't know. Depends on if somebody else tries to kill you or not. You might be stuck there on Death Island.
Right. Are many, many creatures going to get big or just the cockroaches?
Several will expand, yes.
Okay. Now, you brought up Scott. He says, he sort of conceded a little bit the other day, Tuesday night, last night. He said, I can see there are some benefits from Ion, but there's another part of Ion which is not good, not healthy. So he sees two Ions. Maybe you could say 50% good, 50% bad. then I tried to explain, well, Ion thinks human communication is silly, and Ion mimes all types of human communication, good communication and bad communication, which that's a nice explanation. But I'm asking you, what is Scott really seeing? It's a division in himself.
Well,
I guess.
Like, see, the problem is his megalomania is overcome. He has to make everything logical. Many things are not. If you listen to what he actually says, he's the most illogical person speaking. But he does it from a construct trying to prove to you that he knows what he's talking about. And we go, okay, but if you know what you're talking about, you shouldn't have to prove to us that you know what you're talking about. We should know, right? But he spends all of his energy trying to have these questions that he figures out about his questions that he figures out about his questions. So he's a constant twirl to say, this is inappropriate, or this is wrong, or I can't go with this, or this is a, what is it called, a clap, a crip, a clap, or clop, what do you call it, a cult, calls it a cult or something. It's
yeah.
Like, okay, good, congratulations, that's fine, well, you're joined, so you're not there. Okay, if you're in a cult, then get out. If it's a cult and it's no good, then get out. But he wants to, he's a constant lever. He's a constant lever. Everything he's ever done in his life, he's left. Everything good that has come to him in his life, he's left because he can't validate it from the position that says this is, and then fill in the blank. There's always got to be something else. There's always got to be an angle. There's always got to be something to obfuscate. There's always got to be something that he's smarter than you. He thinks he's smarter than you, Bob.
I know that. And is the 50% bad, the cult aspects he doesn't like?
He doesn't know. He can't prove it. So now it's even worse because the cabal has got him by the short hairs. He can't prove it. He doesn't know. So now he's arguing with himself. Well, is this okay? Well, is it not? Is it good? Or is it not? Is it
Who's
all right?
The cabal? Who's the cabal?
The argument between him and reality.
Oh, okay. And reality is the cabal part.
Well, is Ion good or is Ion bad? Well, you don't know, but everything for you is working out pretty good, huh? So if it's bad, it's the best bad you've ever had. And if it's good, it's pretty good. Maybe not the best you've ever had, but damn good. It's not as good as Michael Blake Reed. Roop.
Okay.
You can do better. You can do better. Hey?
When you say he has to figure it out, he always has to end a sentence with a statement that proves the point. I don't end.
Always.
I know I can't prove nothing. So I'm not trying to finish my thought to say I won or I got somewhere.
And see, he has to validate.
And that's what you're calling. He has to validate the mind.
Well, or he has to validate his expression as the most pertinent.
Yeah.
He has to validate
his point
as the most pertinent. Now, he'll borrow someone else's relativity, a la Bucky Fuller, and he'll live for that. And that shit, how can you praise Bucky Fuller when his shit don't work? How are you using that as the zeitgeist or the standard of which you all hold true and righteous when it failed miserably? Or you pick up the Wortham's Law or the Northam's Word or the Doolin's Wob.
Okay, I got that. I understand that. Let's end that topic and move along. So this mysterious, I didn't hear all the details, but I remember someone sending it to me, the Utah mysterious monolith steel structure. When was that placed there?
2000.
All right. And nobody found it. And they think
Bloom's
it's made
Day.
Of material.
Bloom's Day, 2000.
2000. And they and the people who discovered it think it's something from millions of years ago, like on the moon in 2001?
They think it's alien-based. They don't know what kind of metal it is. And they can't dig it up, and they can't push it down, and they can't move it. It's 2 men high, 14 feet high.
How come they can't move it?
Don't know. Ask them.
It defies gravity. So what is it actually? Is it from aliens?
The marker, Bob.
On whose behalf? Who put it there?
Your behalf, Bob.
Is this connected to the aliens?
No, it's connected to you, baby.
Well, what would I do with it?
Oh, it's a marker. Use that as a marker. You use that as a marker from there, okay, when you start sending out your shortwave radio messages.
I see. Okay, so I can, all right. So I put it there. Did I put it there personally?
No, no, you don't do nothing, Bob. You know better than that.
Who put it there?
Your friends.
The aliens.
No, just your friends.
You bring up a neat, in the ridiculous collapsed Earth environment after the seven trumpets, it'll be like a Mel Gibson.
We didn't do that. We didn't do that. We didn't do that. Two go in, one come out, Bob. We didn't do that. Y'all did that. You can ascend. Well, you can. They can ascend. They don't need to go through all that. They don't have to have that as a problem. They don't have to have that. But if they choose to go the long way home, it's all right with us. It's going to end bad. Just saying. So y'all do what you
right.
Hey, we ain't got a dog in the fight. Do what you want to. We don't care. It's all right with us.
Yes, but in that
everything
situation,
you don't use, we going to get. Everything you don't use, we going to get.
Yeah, listen. Okay, I got that. So little man will be suffering through the devastation, and I'll be beaming.
Or die
earth.
From
will
it.
I be,
or die from it. Or die from
yes,
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll be beaming, talking. Will I be the only voice on Earth air?
Well, we're very definitive, and we do this forever. So we're going to say, no, not forever, but for the lion's share of it, yes. Most of it, yes, you will.
Because I'll be in an ascended environment and able, and protected and able to broadcast. Nobody else will have any equipment working.
Well, after the EMP, nothing. They won't have anything to hear you on. So it's going to get even more. It's going to get even more dicey than that, Bob. What are they going to listen to you on?
But I'm going to have a way of getting out there.
You and always have, even after that ridiculous CBGB.
Right, and the monolith will help me communicate to get it out there.
Yes, yes.
So that is connected to me. That's very good. Will the Great Wall of China...
Fuck Furry Lynn.
Yeah, when you say Furry Lynn, that's the American archetype of somebody having fuck you money like Trump has and fuck you everything. That's the Furry Lynn archetype, the American dream, right?
It's what Larry Flint stood for. He didn't care about money. He cared about his right. His right to say whatever he wanted to do. His right to fuck whatever he wanted to do. His right to be free. That's what it was.
Right.
He could sell something vulgar and make money from it.
Yeah, and his wife, who lived with him, she had to put up with that tendency. Did that strain her, and that's why she died early?
No, she liked it. She liked it from the standpoint because she was a junkie, Bob.
So she just wanted to have junk all the time. That was
she wanted to do her drugs, and her drugs meant she had to have sex, and her sex was pretty fun. And if he had Larry Flint, he could do anything he wanted to. So you had to keep it kind of freaky, Bob, to keep the attention. You see.
So she would have sex with all kinds of people or with him all mixed up.
Whatever got him stirred up was her thing. As long as she kept him in, then she could have her drugs. And he had plenty of money at that stage, you see.
So she would encourage anything that he desired.
Whatever it was, yeah. And that's how he was faithful, because he missed her even after she was gone. And it was all a drug-laced blur, you see.
Well, did he take drugs too?
Some. That's how he got all messed up in his body, you know, body.
Okay, so that was a side thing, the furry lint. We were talking about...
the monolith. There's another one in Boulder. There's another one in Boulder.
Yeah, we did that. Did you say the aliens put it there?
Nope. We said you did.
Right. Okay, so we move along here. I have Greg Duffel down. Why would I ask about Greg Duffel?
He was supporting Trump and all in the team, and he's been set aside, and he's a reject from Pixar, Dixie Crystal, no, Disney, throwed him out. He's a wannabe, he's a nothing, and he's scared about his pension that he's supposed to get on Boxing Day that he's not going to get. So he thought he better be sweet and nice and start supporting Trump and believing Trump and appreciating Trump and doing all this kind of stuff, which is fictitious, the little shit. He's not sincere. But he was trying to make pain so he could have a place to go, you see, Bob.
Make pains to have a place to go
taking,
where he gets his...
Taking great pains, like when we supposedly were gone, and then he became the
voice.
Chatter du jour. He always wanted to be the chatter du jour, just like Harold Channer.
Right, and he got that. Then you came back, knocked him out, and he's being insincere in relating to me and Dave Neufeld.
Now, because that's his only way in. Because, see, bad attention is still attention. He wants attention. So as long as you're giving him attention, he'll acquiesce to it as a socialist or a Beijing something, something, something. You know,
does he actually want to get to North Korea and
no,
have a socialist dream?
They'd eat him alive, Bob. He's ridiculous.
They would eat him alive? Does he know that?
He's never going. He can't go. He can't live there. They won't have him there. He can't get a visa to get there, for God's sake.
Okay, hold it. So that means, so it really is serious. I've told Sue Bone, Sheila Cole, Art McKay, pensions are stopping in Boxing Day. They'll get a check or two, but it'll bounce. That's going to happen, right? That's
so far
a disaster.
Skipped it all up. They may borrow it out for a little bit of time because they're all everything and everybody's grasping at straws now, Bob. Because the stock market is just fell a little bit, but it's right at 30,000. And then you look at the news and everybody's starving. They're lining up for food. They got no money. They got no job. They got no phone, no lights, no cigarettes, no motor cars, not a single luxury.
Okay, I got that.
You don't have it. We didn't finish our sentence.
I know, but here's the question. I've heard much of what you said, and it doesn't mean anything when I have a question. I got to stop there and find out and get my question answered. So is the global economy totally stopped and everybody's been starving?
No.
No. Okay. What's still going?
Oh, I don't know. We're good. Next question.
Well, our stuff is still going, but in general,
okay,
are all the countries in the world running out of money?
Yes.
What can get them out of that? Death,
nothing,
right?
Nothing.
Right.
Death won't even do it. They're still old even in death.
I know, but here's the thing. You say, the Filipinos, they got a volcano. They decide whether they're going to allow a volcano. Well, this is a bad time for a virus to show up because everybody's depressed already and suicidal, and that's why we're going to get big plagues because people want to go. They want to die right now.
Okay.
You agree?
Okay. Don't care. Okay.
You don't care that they want to do it. But we're not subject
to that.
You've got to
stand the sin. If you're not going to sin, we're glad. Let the river run.
How do they sin? Do they just say, I believe this ion. I'm not going to eat or sleep. I'll get by with a little nibbles. But even though I'll have hunger pains, I'll still do it. Oh, no, I better get the product. That'll help me survive. Is that ascending? Just putting up with the shit
Then I got to talk to Bob.
Yeah.
Got to go through
now,
Bob.
How many people nobody takes that seriously, right?
Well, then fuck them. Well, then do it your own way. Then in a sense, hey, if that were true, they'd already be ascended and they wouldn't be involved in your scene, would they?
Right. But that's the only way to ascend. There's no other way to ascend. Yoga doesn't do it. Meditation doesn't do it.
Unless you're
LSD
in prison.
LSD doesn't do it.
LSD shows you how you can't. LSD shows you how you can't do it because you come back off your trip.
Right. Okay. I want to get an update of Corona. You've got right here in Maui, the cab driver said, Karen heard it from somebody. Cab driver And she told the cab driver, who didn't like this because he's just happy to be back working. And she says, well, originally 7 to 10 people. It's increasing slowly. They're going to have to lock down Maui. You agree with Carolyn. They're going to have to – it'll get high. Now, that's what I want to ask. What the hell are they measuring? Okay, today's headline, let's see. Drudge, go over to get the bad news. Here's the headline. Biggest hospitalization ever. 2,284 deaths in day. Where are these deaths, and are they caused by the virus?
Yes.
The coronavirus.
Yes. Yes, Bob.
They're
just now catching up to what we said it was in the beginning. Remember?
Yes. Okay, so... This is the second wave dangerous death virus. No, you'll say not yet, right?
Not yet.
Well, what are they dying from then? The first virus?
Yeah.
And are you saying that they were lying? More people were dying than was told, and now they eventually somehow got to be honest with their statistics.
No, they're using the statistic to catch up. It's like Cuomo talking about how many people died in the nursing home. That was a lie, too, you see.
Why? Because more died than he said?
More died, and he sent the people with corona back into the nursing home that affected everybody else and killed everybody else.
All right, so what do you mean? And I get it, there were a lot of deaths in a day. Why is this? They're reporting deaths from 3 months ago and adding them to today's statistics.
They're pimping it because they need this to be the narrative, Bob. They need this to be the narrative. Trump's out of the suit now. They can't blame it on Trump. He's leaving. It's over. It's done. No, we got to cancel Thanksgiving. No Thanksgiving, Bob. You spread the disease, death and destruction. Groom, despair, and agony coming on your house, pox on your house. And so they have to make that be the zeitgeist today. They have to. No choice.
Why? What's their purpose? And who's they?
Well, the power
CDC?
That be. The power that be.
Right. And CDC and Emory University and everybody, they want this bad news out there to make a fear, or actually people will be dying?
They will be dying. It's begun.
The second wave? No, we're still in the first wave. And
the
you
wave.
Say we're catching?
You say the wave, that's how you say.
But you say we're catching up, which means there were a lot more deaths before, 6 months ago, and nobody wanted to talk about it then. Trump didn't want that out there. But now
right.
Trump's gone. Now they want everybody to be super afraid, but they're non-president.
Now they want to use that. No, they want to use that as an excuse of why you have to comply. That means you have to be this way. You have to sit over here. You have to stand over there. You don't raise your hand. You wear a mask. You stay away from me. You don't come here. You don't do that. You're not following the rules. You're causing this problem. You are the problem. You are the goddamn problem. Get out. Get out. Get out. We're going to kill you. And so there's the rub, you see.
Okay, so they're increasing the statistics. Are those deaths actually happening?
They are, and more have already. But nobody believed us, so we don't care. It's all right with us.
And is that just old people who have other ailments
nope.
and the virus?
Hell no. The new, it's no, not at all. It's just in a terror. Yeah.
Okay. They in those factories, the meat factories out there in Kansas and that's set up buildings and getting ready for the death, they haven't had those deaths happen in the pigs and the horses and the cattle or whatever out there, correct?
Yes, they have. That's why beef is three prices now.
Okay,
beef
so people are dying out there. See, that was the second wave, we called it, the meat one, and that's happening. So on that level, we're in the second wave. A more lethal wave. But how is it spreading? Masks do not protect you. Is it spreading through the cell phone, as you mentioned?
It will. Well, we already mentioned it, so why are you asking again? Yes.
No, but you said it will. It hasn't started yet through the cell phone.
Oh, it has. Yes, it has. We said it all the way through. Yeah.
Okay, so how do people protect themselves if masks don't work?
They don't. They don't. Ascend. Ascend or die. Ascend or die. Yep.
And to ascend is to get on our products, correct?
That's a good start. The completeness are a good beginning.
Right. So we're going to see more and more. Okay, you're saying that people are going to be dying. They've already been dying for 6 months, and that hasn't been reported, at least in North America.
And we keep making a do about it, and then they start asking us goddamn questions about how'd they feel when they died? When they died, how did they feel? Were they happy when they died?
And what was their favorite color when they died?
What was their favorite color? Did they get ice cream? We got Lapras open again. I hope I have enough money. When I have enough money to go eat out $20 worth of ice cream at Lapras and 10 cents or 5 cents, if I have enough money to go eat if I'm dead.
Hey, we got that.
We're like, okay. That's why we're being a little bit terse and a little bit to the point, because enough. They're either going to get
it or not. You mean with our audience, not about me right now. You're talking about the listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, okay, we're being cursed. Like, you don't tolerate, you say a few words, they start translating into their thoughts, and you say, shut up! We don't want to hear your interpretation. Keep listening, is what you're telling them. We're going to tell you more.
Yeah, we're not going to put up with their subjugation of our interpretations. We're going to tell them.
Right.
If they get it, good. If they don't, okay, understand. And if they can't do that, then we're going to be silent. You can be mad. Get you up some good shit for 2 or 3 hours at a time. And you run this any way you goddamn want to. We don't care.
What are you saying about you'll be mad at what?
No, if they can't take it, then we must do something. Fill in the blank. What we must do, we'll be silent. And you can have a couple hours to fill in your time.
Yeah.
Any way
now
you
listen
want
to this. So now I want to get it real precise about the virus. Emery says 6 weeks we all die. And that was said about 3 weeks ago. So we got 3 weeks left. Ion's
also
already
begun. The hospitals, the hospitals now, they're saying all of a sudden everything was going good. We got 9 vaccines. We got 20 vaccines. They work 200%, 99.55%, which, as Carolyn says, number one, is ridiculous. No vaccine works 95%. The normal flu vaccine is like 30%, maybe. They think that's a home fucking run. But now they got 5 or 70 that are 99.9% effective. Oh, yes, it's going to make you sick as a dog, but it's going to cure you. It's going to save you. It's going to make you herd immunity. It's going to do it. We got it. We done paid for 100 million doses that cost $100 million a piece, and we've already paid for them. Don't cost you a dime. Won't cost you nothing. Don't cost you nothing. No, it's free to you. It's free. It's free. Come on, man. It's ridiculous that they have set up such a outside
industry. You started to say, one of the headlines today was hospitalizations are filling up. Okay, that's happening.
Yeah.
They were saying that everything's cool. We're going to have the vaccines in a couple of weeks. And hospitals weren't being used. All of a sudden, people are being pushed into the hospitals again, like last March,
and
February.
They're overflow. Oh, it's worse now. They've had more today than they had all that to put together. They're running out of bed space. Goober is opening up the Travis Center in New York. New York City to start stacking the dead bodies, Bob.
Well, this happened, like, rapidly over the last 3 days, right?
Yes, Bob. That's what we've been saying.
Well, how long have you been saying for months that people are dying?
No. We said it's been animated. It's been accelerated. It's been pushed. Yeah, it's been. So you got to have this big push of, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die. Get the vaccine, get the vaccine, get the vaccine, get the vaccine, get the vaccine. So 70% get the vaccine and then they die.
And that'll make it even worse. Okay, so you have people this week, in time for Thanksgiving, a lot of people dying. Emory predicted this. Emory University. You predicted in general.
The senator in Delaware said that we should pay everybody $5,000 a piece to get the vaccine. Now it's getting serious. Yeah, a nigga, the niggas will take that vaccine for $5,000, Bob. They'll take that for $5,000. You know this?
What, they're going to charge people $5,000 to get the vaccine?
No, they're going to pay people $5,000 to take the vaccine.
Okay, and then it would only take a week of 100,000 deaths from the vaccine to people realize, whoa, I ain't doing that vaccine. Is that how it's going to happen?
Be too late at that point. You've got two shots, Bob. It won't happen that fast. It's going to take time to get you in. They got to get 70% down. 70%.
Oh, people won't be dying from the vaccination right away.
No, they got to start building it so that what we call the divine swine flu will come and take them out.
Right. Are you now? The divine flu is not in our awareness yet, is it?
There's a couple of strains that are developing, but not completely. Not the one that turns the what we call it, wrenches the blood, not the one that wrenches the blood.
Right, that hasn't happened yet. But there is a strain, maybe the second wave of the coronavirus happening right now, and it's suddenly killing people, okay, right now. This week,
yeah.
it showed up. Was it happening in Europe last 2 weeks, say, last month?
Yeah, well, a month ago in Europe it started, they came saying that it's up. And now they're saying in Boris in England, he said, y'all have a good Christmas. It's going to be your last. Go ahead. You can get together for Christmas.
Have a
nice Christmas. Yeah. He said, we're overrun. The hospital is through. It's toast. So go on, be together with your family. It'll be your last Christmas. Enjoy yourself.
Okay.
That's what
he's
talking.
In my experience,
you can look
Maui,
that up.
Yeah, that's good. In my experience in Maui, people are, and Carol's nose is waiting. Young people are wearing the mask way more than 6 months ago. Okay,
yeah.
That's happening because I think there's a rule here. You got to wear masks.
But not a rule. It's a law.
Yeah, it's a law.
It's a law.
Are these kids following the law obediently because they're reading in the news, especially the last 2 days, that everybody's dying? So they think they're protecting themselves wearing the mask, correct?
Not necessarily.
Well, they're doing it, and they think it does something.
Okay.
Is the mask helping in any way by accident?
It's giving them cotton cancer.
Yes, I know that. But is it helping them stop the virus, which people don't understand how it's spreading, correct?
No, it doesn't help that. It makes it easier so the girls don't have to wear makeup. And if the boys
I know about that,
fucked,
yeah. No, but we're talking about the disease factor. How are people, they're wearing their masks. These people here are going to die in a few weeks because how did they get the virus?
It's in their phone, Bob. It's in the air, Bob. It's in the food, Bob. It's on the surfaces, Bob. It's in the cockroaches, Bob. It's everywhere.
So people do not allow themselves to visualize that's what's going on, that they can't protect themselves and it's everywhere. That's a horrible nightmare vision for little men. So they're not really taking it in, unless they're different, but they're generally not taking it in. But as the deaths mount, they'll catch up to that vision that it's everywhere, and then there's more panic, and then more death, more suicides, and all that stuff. That's what we're coming into the next 2 months, correct?
Okay. Yeah, we already said that.
Yeah. And people, I want to get it real precise, and people will, a few of them might remember, well, what about the election? What about the White House? But that'll be lost. And in the death sphere, Trump will be able to fucking stay in the White House. Nobody even care that he doesn't leave on the 21st if he hasn't proven that he should stay in there. Correct?
Correct.
Or will there be a cabal, an elite, and they don't know if they're protecting themselves, running around trying to pull off the Biden president?
It's up to you.
How much I wanted to interfere with my life.
Well, that's the one you're discussing, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I determined this. This Maui is going to be shut down pretty quickly, pretty soon, correct?
No, we're not going to do that unless there's another death attempt on you.
Okay. But here's the thing.
There's another death, then it's over.
Right. another death attempt. Now, meanwhile, the world, as it gets vicious and they're not going to be able to get back out of this, they're going to lock down everything. Nobody's going to be moving anywhere. All over the world.
Right.
Correct, Ian?
That's right.
That's where we're moving into. And what will Fauci do? Mr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, what will he be doing? Will he be hiding?
He's going to die of corona.
And they're going to die because they're catching it and they don't know where it came from.
Yes.
So it's good that I don't wear a cell phone. I don't carry a cell phone.
You're judged by it, though.
What do you mean? You're judged by it.
Judged by it.
Whether I have one or not?
No, with it or without it, you're still judged by it.
What is judged? Oh, you mean the information? The tech body stuff. The information.
Yeah.
The thoughts. The thinking. Okay, so we can play this drastic statement about what's happening with the viruses, right?
Yeah, we don't give a fuck. Do what you do.
Right. So the Ionauts and the lucky people listen to this, the only smart thought they should have is get the hell over to Ginny and get some of the stuff, right? That's the only smart.
Yeah.
That's assumption.
We fuck with Ginny Bale. We love Ginny Bale.
Okay, so here's a follow-up thought. As it gets really bad, will Trump want to be viceroy over this death nightmare situation?
Well, he's waiting on you to decide, Bob, just like every other goddamn conversation this evening. He's waiting on you to decide. So you're having these questions trying to talk to us, but we're waiting on you to decide. So you haven't decided.
Well,
so
how do we notice that Bob's made a decision? Does Bob say
the
something?
Outcome.
What I say will not affect the outcome. The outcome is affected by the larger Bob that we're not aware of.
That's not true.
Okay. So what I say matters out loud, or what I think?
What you know.
Oh, okay. And do I have to say it?
I don't know, Bob. How's it working? See, Dark Soul Incorporated, and you're asking us what you're doing. You're doing what the fuck you want to do, nothing other than what you want to do. And then you're asking us, how's it working? Well, I don't know, Bob. Well, you 30 seconds later, you quadrophenic motherfucker. You turn everything upside down. You put Joe Biden in the goddamn White House.
Here we go.
We're not going to do that. We're going to put him in the office of the vice president-elect, or the president-elect. We're going to make a whole new goddamn executive branch that he can rule and reign for eternity. So Bob gets $4 trillion and call it a day. And then you have the unmitigated gall to turn and ask us, how's it going, Balls? How's it going? Well, how the fuck do you think it's going? It's
okay,
up,
listen, we need to get a clarity here, a lucidity.
Oh, okay.
How does it get known that I made it?
How does that
express?
Check the facial book. It's all in the facial book, Bob. You're good.
Okay, well, I'll be sure to let them know that I've made a decision.
Okay. We sure do. We sure are thankful. And then when they get mad at the outcome, you can sure let them know that it was your decision. So good for you.
Here's what it is. It's always going to be this, because I did the other day. Some idiot asked me, I can't listen to this great post you've made. It's an hour and 15 minutes. I haven't got time. Give me what it says in summary. So I said, it says, go fuck yourself. And that's pretty self-decision.
He says it's a tactile, visceral explanation of cranial intercourse, then. That's what it is, Bob.
Yeah, so that's my answer. I made my decision, said go fuck yourself, because the decision means that.
Basically, because either way, that's how it goes. Okay, good. What else you got? You do?
So Trump will be okay watching as long as he knows I'm still alive, right?
He doesn't know you're alive. We don't tell him that because he'll get too involved and cause a problem. We'll tell Laura, but that's it. No more than Laura.
Okay. So we've got Corona 19 became Corona 20, and that ran through the last 6 months. We're still in Corona 20, but it's killing. It's being reported how many people it has been killing. And so idiots who run around out in the public not wearing masks to celebrate their freedom, they're okay until they test their cell phone.
That's
so
right.
They better be careful about what they're celebrating. If they think, I'm not going to wear a mask, that ain't the issue. They'll die that way. And all will little children die of this present state of the virus?
They already are. They already are. They say they're safe. They're safe. They're safe. But yet they're starting to die. So, yeah.
What did you just say? They're safe, safe, safe. And then they're starting to die.
They're starting to expire.
So Emory University said 6 weeks, 3 weeks ago. And you say what they were projecting in 6 weeks is now happening here today.
Yeah. Six more weeks of winter. Mm-hmm.
And then it gets worse. And how will a civil war operate with dying for virus reasons all around them? How will they do their war?
A lot of people die in war, Bob, either from death, what do you call that? The plague.
They die of death.
They die of death, they die of plague, they die of loneliness, they die of loneliness. They kill itself because they can't take it no more because Mama and Papa and Aunt Myrtle and Myrtis and Johnny and Jimmy and Benny and Lenny and Timmy, they're all dead and they can't live one more day without it. And they can't get to the zeitgeist and they don't know Bob Carr. They don't know Bob Carr. They can go live with Bob Carr, but they don't know Bob Carr. They know about him, but they never read Thompson. How would they know? They never read Croker. How was there the game? They didn't know how to eat the babies. They said eat the babies, but they didn't know how to eat the babies. Now there's no more babies. The room is closing. It's pretty terrible. So they have to wait and see what Martha Raddatz has to say about it, or Don Lemon, see what he has to say about it.
Will we be seeing a lot of people on Fox and CNN, their heads will be gone because they died?
Yeah.
They seem to be impervious. They're in their studio. They're talking heads. They're above it all, commenting on everything. That'll scare the shit out of people. If they start, we had to cancel Tucker's show tonight. Tucker didn't make it. Yeah. This is what we're going to witness, right?
No, we like Tucker Carlson. We like him. He'll be all right. Stupid Hannity. We're going to keep Stupid Hannity just because he's that voice that won't go away.
What about Laura Ingraham?
Oh, she's hot. Yeah, she can get it. We like her.
Well, you're going to keep all the people that are the heads.
Her voice. How about her voice is kind of grating there.
I know. What about Don Lemon? Is he going?
Oh, he's got to go.
Yeah, see, this is what you're doing. You're going to kill off CNN and the Democrats and keep Fox News going.
No. We're going to make Newsmax valiant.
Okay, well, Newsmax, why do they have so many amateurish women anchors?
Because they're nothing. They're all they do is talk about, I love Trump. I'd suck Trump's dick. I wish I could suck Trump's dick. I do wish I suck Trump's dick, and I know how it feels. It's very good. Everybody should suck Trump's dick, and I think he's wonderful. And if you don't like Trump, then you're going to hell, because I'm a good Christian, and I know what Christians do, and you're not a Christian. You're going to be dead, and I'm going to see to it, because I'm going to pray for you, God damn it. I'm going to pray for you.
Why are you going to take them out of that level so they have smarter broadcasters or what?
Well, when Roger Ailes started off with Fox, it was about as mundane, Bob, if you recall.
Yeah,
you never watched it. But he brought him up and said, come on, y'all got to put some spice in this, you jackball motherfucker. You're stupid.
So they're going to do that. Are they ever going to interview me or Carolyn? Will they hear about us?
We haven't decided yet, Bob. You're not ready for Broadway.
I don't get to decide on that one, eh?
You kidding? Fuck no. Turn you loose, that'd be like opening up your Facebook. Yeah, you're not going on that Facebook. You don't know it, but you got a wall. Yeah, there's some wallpaper in your facial book. You can believe that. Yeah, make sure.
You mean you're keeping people out? I got 11 people on my Facebook page.
You caused quite the cringe alert, Bob.